Greetings, everyone. I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
And I'm Anthony Cordova.
And you are listening to I'm Right.
I'm Right.
Hey, baby. Hey.
Hey, I like it when you switch it up like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in this week's episode, we are asking, do real men cry? And it's for a segment we call
Stand by Your Stance.
So, Tony, I do want to switch it up this time. I want to give my stance first.
Okay, great.
So the question we're asking is, do real men cry?
Yeah, do real men cry?
I think you're a real man.
Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome. You're a real man, baby. And you definitely cry. So the answer is yes, of course, real men cry. You are human. Well, sometimes men are human.
Well, yeah, it's okay for a man to cry on occasion.
Well, women cry on occasion.
On occasion, I don't know.
Yes, on occasion.
Many occasions where a man would, you know, like death in the family, they might cry.
Women cry,
but we don't cry at romantic comedies.
Yes, you have.
Never.
You've done that. Yes, you have.
Never.
Yes, you have.
Never.
Yes, you have.
Where's the proof? Where's the proof? You have no proof.
You want me to make you a list? I'll make you a list.
Make me a list.
Okay, I have to think about it.
That, of course you do, because the list would have nothing on it as far as crying at a romantic comedy.
I don't cry at romantic comedies. I might cry on a commercial, but very rarely on a romantic comedy.
Very rarely. See, very rarely.
Well, I'm probably thinking about something else when I'm crying or something. I
but
don't know.
Me,
but let's get
never.
Back to topic. Let's get back on topic.
Yes.
So, between the two of us, which one has cried most recently?
Well, that'd be you.
No.
You just
that
cried.
Is definitely you.
You just cried like a few days ago watching a movie.
Did not.
Yes, you did.
Nuh-uh.
Like, chill. Are you crying again? Yeah. I said, why?
I didn't cry.
It was like, why did that movie make you cry? And it wasn't even anything.
What movie was
that
it?
Sad.
You can't. You don't know.
I don't remember which one it
you're
was.
You're the guy that I forgot. Remember, that's your most common phrase that you utter.
I forget.
Other than you think you're right.
I forget many things, but it's like I don't have control of my mind and what it remembers and what it doesn't.
Yeah.
So the useless stuff, you know, I remember a lot of that stuff.
Well, anyway, you can't say what movie I cried on recently, but I can definitely recall the last time you cried. You remember?
The last time or the time that you say I cried, but I really didn't?
Well, we'll talk about both of those. Let's talk about the time that you admit that you cried.
Okay.
So
what about it?
It was last December.
It was.
And it was around your birthday. What the listeners may not know is that there are several people in our family who have birthdays in December. So you have a birthday in December. I have a birthday a week later.
Yeah.
My best friend is a week after me.
Mm-hmm.
Our niece is a few days before you.
Yes.
Like, there's so many people in our family who have December birthdays.
Right.
So the last 2-3 years, we have celebrated those birthdays. We've all the December babies, well, most of us, have gotten together in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Celebrate together.
One of my favorite towns.
Mine too. Love it. And you have a sister who lives there.
Yes.
So we all go to the sister's house and celebrate, you know, that weekend together.
Mm-hmm.
So last December, you don't mind us telling your age, right?
40?
You're not,
40?
Why would you say that? I'm not even 40.
Guess I have a older woman then.
Oh my gosh, no.
You must be older than me.
I am not. I am definitely not older than you. So, last December, you celebrated which birthday?
40. My 40th
listeners,
birthday.
listeners, in reality, since he's kind of left that for a moment, 40th. In reality, Tony celebrated his 60th birthday.
No one's going to believe you.
If you've ever seen Tony in person, most people would never guess that you're 60. They won't guess that you're 40 either, but...
What do you mean?
They will guess that you're younger than 60, but I don't think they would go as low as 40.
No, like I'm 40 and you're 32.
My students think I'm 35. Okay. And so I let them think that.
Okay, well, you can be...
I hope none of my students are listening.
You could be 5 years younger than me instead of 8 years younger than me.
I hope none of my students is listening. But anyway, last December, you turned 60, correct? Yes, of course.
You know, if you say so. If you insist. If
that's a fact, sweetheart.
If that's the way...
I am uttering facts here.
If that is the way you want to deceive...
We're not
our
deceiving.
Listeners.
Why are you saying
it's okay?
Oh my goodness!
It's okay. Anyway, continue with the story.
This is a fact.
It was a milestone birthday for me. Turning 40 was really a milestone.
Listeners, as most of you know, I am a former journalist, and journalists deal with facts. So the fact is that last December, Tony turned 60. And because it was a milestone, that I will agree with you, because it was a milestone and Tony writes poetry, once I knew who all was coming to celebrate all of our birthdays, I found your poems and sent them to all the people who were coming to celebrate all of our birthdays.
Yeah, I didn't know you did that.
I know. It's a surprise. Usually in our relationship, I've been unable to surprise you with anything. You always figure it out.
I see.
You do.
All.
Yes, you do. And so it's quite hard to surprise you. Mm-hmm. But I managed to pull it off because I threatened everyone and told them they better not say that they've been sent poems to recite to you once we were all there.
So tough woman.
I am a tough woman. I threatened all of them. But everybody, no one told you. No one, you had no clue. So I sent everyone a poem that I thought that either they could relate to, or in the case of your oldest daughter, it was written about her.
Yeah.
And so that night when we were all together at your sister's house, I said, we're all here to celebrate all of our birthdays, but, you know, as everyone knows, it's a milestone for you. So to celebrate, I would like to recite one of your poems. So I started it off reading a poem.
That really did surprise me.
Yes. And so I could see it in your eyes, you know, that you were surprised, but you're like, oh, how sweet. You were giving me a look of, oh, how sweet.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
That my
was
wife
very
thought
thoughtful.
To recite one of my poems. And I chose to recite.
As listeners, if you know me, I'm the one that's always reciting my poems. So I really love it.
Yeah, you are a spoken word artist.
Yeah. So I really love it when someone else does a reading of my poem to see how they interpret it.
I think most writers would enjoy hearing their work read by someone else. So remember when we did, turned one of my friend's prose poetry into spoken words so she could hear it, and you did it in front of her.
Yes, yes.
And she was just crying. Yes, because how moving it is to hear someone else read your work aloud. So anyway, I started off by reading a poem that you wrote about when we met, and you called it, everybody knows that we met at a bookstore. Mm-hmm. I was working at the bookstore, and you called it Standing in Line. Yes. Do you remember any of those lines? Anything you want to recite right now? Just a few lines.
I don't remember. Remember, I'm 60 years old.
Oh, now you admit it. Now you admit it. Okay. Well, at least we got you to state facts.
Something like, I see her while standing in line. I hear her voice first. Something like that.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
So anyway, I read that poem to you, and you were looking at me like, oh, how sweet that my wife is reciting a poem. you know, to reading my poem to me. Mm-hmm. So when I finished reading that poem, you got up, you hugged, you kissed me, and you thought that was it.
It was very, yes, it was very moving to me. And I thought it was great.
Yes. But then you thought it was over.
I did.
So then I was like, oh, but there's more. So then my other sister-in-law, Connie, she read the next one and you were like, oh, and you popped up.
Yeah, I was even more moved. I was like, oh, twice. This is, oh, but this is it. I was like, great. Thank you. This is wonderful.
Yes. And then our nieces.
Yeah, it wasn't over.
Yes, wasn't over. It kept going. So yes. We had our nieces, Jeanette and Crystal read, and then
I think I was set up. I'm listening to this now. I think I was set up.
What do you mean? It was a great surprise for you.
Yeah, but you chose the one that you knew would be most moving to me because it was about my oldest daughter, and she had.
We haven't gotten there yet. You just speed.
I just jumped.
You just sped
I
to
just
the
jumped.
End.
I did. I apologize.
Yes, you just sped us to the end. We're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
Okay, so in the middle, we had your nieces to read, and we had my best friend Troy to read, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so each time you just jumped up and you hugged them and you appreciate it. But you, in one way, you are right. I did set everybody up.
The producer with, you are.
I am a producer. Well, former producer. I guess I am still producing. I set everyone up to read a poem that was meaningful to them and to you.
Yes.
Right? Although I gave them choices, but they still chose the poems I thought they would choose. Right. Okay. So now we're at the end. So I didn't determine the order, by the way.
You didn't?
I did not determine the order. I really didn't. So Shaka chose to be the last one. She waited for everyone.
She did.
She waited.
Because I thought.
So I did not ask her to be the last one.
All the readings were done already.
Yes,
you know,
you did. And so I knew who had the poems, and I said, oh. And our last one is, and she hadn't even read a poem yet. Like, she hadn't even started.
Right.
But as soon as she got out the page to read it, because, of course, I had printed it out for everyone, that's when you were like, oh, she hadn't uttered a word yet. So she did read. I only gave her the poem that you had written about her.
Right.
And
so you didn't give her a chance. She didn't choose that one.
Well, she did have a. Well,
but she didn't. You assigned that one.
I did assign it, but she chose the order.
Uh huh.
I mean, she decided on her own to be last.
Correct.
Okay. So while she was reading, you and everyone else in the room were already weeping.
I didn't weep from the beginning.
She wasn't finished with that poem, and everybody was crying.
Yeah. I think what brought me to tears on that one about halfway through is because I wrote that poem probably 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she had recently, my daughter had recently gone through some personal issues, and the poem still standed strong and
still stood.
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
You're welcome. Yes. Poets choose their words wisely. The poem still stands.
Well, the poem was still relevant today.
Yeah.
Even more so than it was then. So that's what got me.
Yes.
That's what really got me and brought. I mean, I think I'm going to start welling up now.
Oh, go for it.
No, I'm not.
No? Go for it, because real men cry. This
anyway,
we agree on.
Anyway, it really.
We agree on this, right? You never gave your stance. Do real men cry?
Real men cry. Real men cry.
Agreed.
But a man doesn't need to boohoo over everything he sees, you know.
What are you trying to say?
You know, romantic comedies. You don't want to cry at that. You don't want to cry at that.
Why?
What's
wrong with that?
No, be strong. We have to be strong.
So if occasionally I cry over a movie, by the way, the last movie was not a romantic comedy that I cried over.
That's okay.
So
you still cried.
Well, because if I can relate to something, it's like being, you know, as writers, we want to evoke emotions, different emotions.
Yes.
And if a writer can make me cry, how wonderful is that? Okay. Right.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Just like how wonderful if a writer can make me laugh or any of the other emotions. Correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So there's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with that.
So there's nothing wrong if a man cries over a romantic comedy.
It doesn't need to do it all the time. No, no, I disagree.
Women don't do it all the time. I don't know why you keep saying that. That's a myth. I don't know why you keep saying that.
Sometimes we can be watching a movie and all is good. It could be a movie about boxing.
Yes, Creed 2, there was a part in the movie that made me cry. But you understand why that one scene made me cry. I don't want to give it away for listeners who haven't seen Creed 2, but there's a part between the Michael B. Jordan character. No, it's the coach. It's Sylvester Stallone character and his son, right?
Uh-huh.
And I never grew up knowing my father.
Uh-huh.
I grew up not knowing my father.
Right.
And so it reminded me of what would have happened had I ever met my father.
I see.
So it made me cry because since my father is deceased, I will never have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So it made me imagine what would have happened if I had, you know, like one scenario, right?
Yeah.
So you see why that scene made me cry. There's nothing wrong with
it.
Yes,
that.
I know Creed 2 is a boxing movie, but that one scene was not about the boxing. Yeah, great stories have a story beneath them, a story beneath the story, right?
Okay. Well, okay. These are cases where men, it's okay for men to cry.
And women.
If listen. Like, if he's severely depressed and it gets
Are you
to
referring
him,
to yourself on this?
At that point, a man can cry. You know, it's got to come out one way or another. So that's a case. A death in the family, losing a loved one. That's another good time for a man to cry. I don't think a man should, cry at weddings.
Why? You almost cried at ours. The only reason you didn't cry at our wedding is because I didn't cry. That's the only reason. You looked at me and you're like, well, she's not crying, so I'm not going to. I'm not going out like that. And the only reason I didn't cry at our wedding is because I didn't want to mess up my makeup. So I kept it together. I was like, keep it together, Jill. Keep it together. That's the only reason neither of us cried at our wedding.
It was very moving. And, I loved reading Jill and I both wrote our vows, and of course I wrote a poem.
Yeah. You did spoken word for our vows.
I did do spoken word for our vows.
Which had everybody else like wanting to commission you to write their vows whenever they get married.
Yeah, I did do that, and it was very moving to me because I love you so much. And
I love
was
you
like,
too.
This
love
is the
you
woman
too,
of
baby.
My dreams, and now I'm marrying her, and she's so beautiful and intelligent. So it was very touching. I was a little bothered, though, that your vows you wrote like the day before our wedding.
Have you ever planned a wedding?
I don't want excuses. No excuses.
I was busy.
I was busy
because if you do not recall, 11 days before we got married, I started a new position. I moved into our house.
Uh-huh.
I so
Minor,
11 days.
Minor little
hiccups. No. I had all major life changes.
Minor little
right
things.
Before our wedding. I started a new job. I moved and I was going to get married. Things. Major life altering things.
No biggie. Minor little things.
Oh, goodness. But anyway, let's get to the time that you disagree that you cried, but you absolutely did.
I did not cry.
You did cry.
I did not cry.
You did cry.
I did not cry.
You did cry. Let's tell our listeners what we're talking about.
We're talking about my youngest daughter's wedding.
Yes.
Yeah.
You did cry.
I did not cry.
Let me set the scene for our listeners.
Go right ahead,
okay,
Jill.
So it's time
do what
for
you want to do. Set the scene.
Youngest daughter
you
to get married.
It's not going to change
you, of
the
course,
outcome.
Walked her down the aisle, and you were all you were fine. Then you walked her down the aisle. As soon as you got to the altar and sat down next to me in the front row, you started shaking. I wish the listeners could see me now. Your shoulders started shaking like one does when they're crying, but they don't want people to know. So I rubbed your back. As soon as you walked her down the aisle, you started crying.
Listeners.
So our family, we were in the front row. Other family members were in the back row, and they all looked at me, and they're like, they mouthed to me, "Is he crying?" Yes, you are.
No,
so other people were tapping you on the shoulder.
No.
You didn't weep like you did at your surprise birthday poetry reading. You didn't weep like you did then, but the definition of crying is when tears
I did
come
not
down
do
your
that.
Eye. So tears that I wish
I
our listeners could
I
see.
Did not
maybe
do
they
that.
Didn't make it all the way down your face, but they did come out of your eyes a little bit.
No,
and
they
you
didn't.
Started shaking
no.
because you were trying to keep it together. And you did keep it together. The tears never made it past like where your nose starts, but
not true.
You had tears and you were trying to keep it together. You did cry.
May I say
something? That is the definition of crying.
May I say something?
Yes, you may.
Now, I agree that once I sat down, I got a little emotional.
Okay.
And I said to myself, oh, I'm not going to let this get to me. My baby's getting married. You know,
listeners, do you hear his voice now?
Girl.
That sounds like
girl.
A voice where someone is crying. Correct.
My little girl is getting married. I'm not going to let this get to me. So that's what was. I think I said that out loud actually when at the wedding.
You did to me, and I was rubbing your back as you were saying this.
See, you started rubbing my back. Like I was crying.
You were. Your shoulders were shaking.
So,
you were shaking because
so
you were trying to keep it
that
together.
Was, everyone that was behind us thought thought that I was crying, and
you
I
were.
Wasn't.
You were not
I
weeping.
Wasn't. I wasn't.
You were not
crying.
Weeping. Your tears
I
didn't
was,
get very far, but they fell out of your eyes a little bit.
Never
yes,
fell
you
out
never
of my
just
eyes.
Had tears in you. Would
never.
You agree that you had tears in your eyes?
No.
Oh my goodness.
I will
and the
not.
Only reason I don't have proof is because the
not,
photographers
I,
were focused, of course, on
no
the bride that just walked in. So they were focused on the bride and her groom standing there together.
There were
so
did, three
they did
photographers.
Not, but they were all focused on the couple.
You know, if you
united
keep raising
at
your
the,
voice,
at
it
the
doesn't
altar.
Mean you're right.
I know that, but I am right.
It doesn't mean you're right because you raise your voice.
But anyway, the only
so
reason
cry,
those three
audience.
Photographers, the only reason I
audience,
don't have proof is that all eyes were
cry.
on the bride and groom.
You tried.
They were not turned around
created,
at us.
You created an illusion
no,
that I,
did I
was
not.
Crying, but I
why would
wasn't.
I do that?
I wasn't.
Why would I do that?
Because
I have no reason to do that.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Because I
what
think you like
point?
To see me cry.
That is not true. Now, I have done segments where people have cried when I've interviewed them.
Yes.
But I didn't set out to make them cry. In fact, I was always like shocked. Like, what did I just say that made you cry?
It's your voice. It's your voice. It's
so I could just talk to you and you're going to cry?
That's how you got me to cry when I was depressed.
That is not how I got you to. Did. No, it's you cried because you were depressed.
Tony, baby, you need to get some help. You need to get some help.
That's concern. That's called concern. No. Well, anyway, I wish we could talk about this longer, but let's get to the segment we call
Give It a Rest and a Resolution.
Okay, so Tony, what is your conclusion and resolution about do real men cry?
Again, I usually, give my viewpoint during the show. So it's okay for men to cry when they're depressed. And there's when there's a death in the family, or if they're like an artist and something really moves them, to tears, because creative people feel it. So a creative man, it's okay for him to cry at different occasions, that the art moves them in such a way.
Well, you know what my conclusion and resolution, I'm going to comment on what you just said.
Okay.
Unless you're an actor that has to cry on cue.
Yeah.
Everyone has a reason that they cry. They don't set out to cry on purpose. Unless you're an actor and you're supposed to, it's your job. But everyone who cries doesn't set out to do that. It just happens because they're moved to do so. So therefore, my conclusion is that yes, everyone cries because they're moved to do so, including you, my dear love.
Yeah, but I'm a poet. You know, we're emotional creatures.
Okay, I'll leave it at that.
So leave me alone.
What? I am not bothering you.
You're bothering me. Leave me alone.
I'm bothering you. I'm not picking on you. I am not picking on you. No, I am not. We chose to do this segment because you disagree that one time that you did not cry.
You're going to start getting messages from our listeners that say, quit picking on Tony.
We've already got messages like that.
All right, then. You see, I'm proving my point.
Whatever. Okay, well, let's get to the segment we call
I'm trying to help you.
Okay, so, Tony, what advice do you have for our listeners? This should be good.
We're giving a rest and a resolution.
That is not the segment we're in.
I'm trying to help you.
Yes, that is the segment we are in. Oh my goodness!
I would like to hear yours first.
About my advice to listeners.
Yes,
my advice to listeners is, I'm going to sound like a broken record by saying this, but be who you are. If you are moved to cry, whether it's weeping or just letting tears fall, it's okay. It's okay because you are moved to do so. I think that we as society have an issue by making people think that they shouldn't feel things at certain times and that they're somehow weaker because they're crying. Now, we didn't get to talk about crying at work. So there are certain places that you shouldn't let people see you crying. But it's okay to feel.
Yeah.
Your turn. Yeah.
Never let them see you cry. Have you noticed how when men cry, they always cover their eyes?
No.
Yo, you watch. When men cry, they cover their eyes.
You don't.
They cover their eyes with one hand and they boo-hoo. But
Don't do that. But anyway,
start watching.
We're out of time, but I will.
Well, tell me. Men, if you feel a need to cry, be very selective in where and when you do it.
Disagree. But You've been listening to I'm Right.
I'm Right.
I'm so right on this one. My name is Jill Cox Cordova.
And I'm Anthony Cordova.
Shout out to Gifford Ivan Cordova III and Nick Zinke for helping us with everything that we do. Bye, everybody.
Bye.